When you see him, look him in the eye, look him in the eye, and he won't dare to follow.
Lake Effect continues now on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. One of the signature lines of Shakespeare's tragedy, Macbeth, is this a dagger I see before me? In traditional productions of the play, only the actor playing Macbeth can envision that dagger. But thanks to advanced digital technology such as 3D glasses, the audience for Umbrella Group's production can say, yes, it is a dagger you see before you.
The production takes place in an unusual place for Shakespeare, Marquette's Marvel Lab, the visualization lab in the School of Engineering. Chris Larkey is a visualization technology specialist at the lab, and I joined him along with Umbrella Group's Bo Johnson, who directs the production, Libby Amato, who plays Lady Macbeth, and Todd Denning, who plays the title role and also adapted the script for this production. Larkey starts us off by describing the space.
Well, it's normally set up as a classroom and a visualization lab for the College of Engineering. So we do a lot of biomedical engineering classes in here where we'll bring in groups of students and look at data of like carotid arteries and fluid simulations and CAD models and things like that.
And so that can all be the 3D stuff that we're experiencing here, or are you doing, is it always 3D or?
It's always 3D. The thing is that it's normally like a complex data visualization that's highly interactive, used like as a professor would use it as a visual aid for a lecture to a class. Okay. Plays are a little bit different because they're scripted, they're linear, and so the interaction design is very different.
Bo, how did you get the idea to stage Macbeth in this lab using this technology in addition to the actual actors?
Well, actually, I didn't. Maybe we should throw that question to Todd because
okay.
It was his idea, really.
Okay, Todd, then let me jump to you.
Well, excellent. I'm also an adjunct faculty member. I teach in the College of Communications in the theater department at Marquette as well. And over the last couple of years in the Viz Lab, in terms of expanding some of the uses and functions of the room, the Viz Lab had, and even with some of the theater students, had done a couple of projects using the visualization lab as a digital backdrop for some performance pieces. And in expanding of that, talking about the idea of adapting Macbeth to live in a world of digital scenery. And looking at that play, because again, with the size of the space, as you mentioned, a full cast is just not going to fit in here. And so finding a way to find a play that might fit in well with you incorporating the digital world of the scenery elements, and a play that could be adapted and compressed to play straight through in about an hour and a half with four actors. And so went through a couple of renditions of the script with four and five actors, and just with the space settled on a four-actor adaptation. And I approached both Bo and Chris more than a year ago with the possibility of exploring the notion of doing production. So about over a year ago, we began spinning the wheels about talking about something, a project like this occurring in here.
So now, the thing that I just saw, which was the witches mm-hmm. in the cave, it's one of the famous scenes in mm-hmm. Macbeth. Obviously, there were three actors who were filmed.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the part that I'm trying to understand how you piece it together. How did you decide what was going to be part of Chris's domain and what was going to be part of the four actors who are living and breathing right now's domain?
Once Todd introduced me to Chris and we were over here and I saw what the space could do, and I had seen a show in here previously, so I had a little bit of an idea of some of the capability, but I really thought that with this video and graphic capability to sort of make things appear and disappear and the ability to float things in midair, Macbeth was such a great choice for that because there is so much supernatural. Now, Todd, in his original adaptation, was thinking that the witches would still be live on stage, but I just decided that everything that was supernatural, Banquo's ghost, the witches, anything that was otherworldly, why not put that into the world of the graphics and visual technology of the space? Because that way we could do things like you just saw where the witches can become sort of translucent, they can appear and disappear. And then the Banquo's ghost scene, Chris did some fantastic things getting Banquo's ghost to just sort of appear little bits at a time, and I don't want to give that away, but it's really cool. And just the way things float, and the dagger scene, is this a dagger I see before me? Now, in a lot of productions, they go with the concept that it's all in Macbeth's imagination, and you never see those things. You just believe that Macbeth is having a hallucination.
You believe that he believes.
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah. That it's, you know, that he's going through some sort of madness, and that what he's saying he sees in his mind, but the audience never sees it. Where in this space with this capability, I was like, no, we're going to see that. and we do. It's great.
And it was very interesting because when we first met, I too had seen a production in here in utilizing some of this. But when we first met with Chris, I remember our first conversations was just a list of, can we do this? Can we do that? You know, is it possible to do this? And so I think it was really exciting to just kind of see, you know, how we can really use this digital world. And there are some moments of getting a pause of like, can we do that? And so it's really been a really wonderful process of just seeing what, you know, how we can use the space. Some things that are there, and so I don't know. I'd just be interested, you know, with Chris about in terms of finding more flexibility and more ways to use the space.
Was there anything that they asked you to do that you went, no, that's science fiction?
There's just a lot of things that are just level of detail is the limitation. I mean, my background is actually in video production, and so doing theatrical projects is really something I get pretty excited about. A lot of people assume I'm an engineer, but I'm really not at all. So the stuff that's video oriented came pretty natural to me. So I mean, I had a lot of fun doing After Effects stuff in here. I kind of wish we had more architecture in the space. The cave is really good at doing spaces that are much larger than the room, larger than life. And so I just wish we had more time to just design more elaborate castles in general.
Do we see the wood marching? Do we see Burnham Wood? Come? Was that one of the ones you couldn't get in?
we're opening tomorrow, and it's not done yet. So I've tried.
So I won't keep you too long, is what I'm saying. Yes.
Yeah. So we're still trying to get that to work.
Okay. Very cool. Well, Libby, I want to ask you from an actor's perspective, what is it like to work with the digital world in this way?
Well, you know, that was one of the things going in that we really were a little unsure of, you know, what's it going to be? How much will we be able to see? Will we have reference points? And as it turns out, while we don't see things in 3D, we won't be able to see what the audience sees. You know, we do get a really good sense of this beautiful world that's around us. And there are scenes where we have to be careful. The banquet scene, mm-hmm. We have a beautiful table that extends out into the space. So one of the things that we have to be very aware of is that we don't walk through the table. So there are challenges and things like that. But it also provides us with just so many wonderful things to play with. And I know there was the discussion of whether or not the witches would be live on stage. And as an actor, I got to say, in a four-person production of Macbeth, we're pretty happy that those were able to be recorded ahead of time. So it's like, okay, cross that off the list. Then we can focus on the other characters a little more.
Yeah, in some ways it's almost like doing a movie, what you're doing is, you know, the video production. Yeah. It's like you put scenes together out of order, mm-hmm. and then it all comes together at the end with the live portion of it to kind of create it anew.
And there's a big challenge with the scenes of incorporating the video insets of like Hecate and the witches, because for most of those scenes once we have the scenery backdrop and as those videos are implanted in there, the whole scene has to roll like a karaoke track. So in terms of our timing, and for smaller lines, it's not an issue, but for, you know, if you've got a paragraph speech in the middle of that, of just knowing that video is rolling, and so in terms of the execution of that speech, in the timing has to be very consistent, because if I finish too soon, then there's a gap of waiting for the next line, and if I go too long, then I'm going to get cut off. So a lot of working with that and timing that out, that there is an element of playing that along, that the rhythms have to maintain a high level of consistency to have that fluidity with all of the images that are being projected as well.
And yet you still have to make it seem like the lines are just now coming out of your mouth.
And that's the challenge.
I bet it is. Is it different? I mean, obviously, anytime you're in a play, mm-hmm. you're in the world of the play, however this set is designed, whatever the lights look like, whatever the costumes are. Is it different being in this world in a way that it's not the same on stage?
Well, I think what you said, you're in the world, whatever it is. There certainly are some differences just in the fact that, you know, looking at what's behind us, it does seem as though these projections have made the space infinitely bigger than what it was. So we have much more of a world than we might otherwise have. Now, on the other hand, we also, as actors, have to be very aware of the actual physical space we're in. Our walls are projection screens, and we can't touch them. We have to be very careful. We have, you know, some swords in the play, and so we have to be very aware of where those are.
That's expensive to replace if the sword goes through it or
that's
something.
That's not in our budget.
Yeah.
So there are things that we have to be more aware of than we might have been in a different space. But I think what it adds is greater than any of the challenges that we face.
One of the things that's crucial for an audience, of course, is sitting over there in that chair, which are the 3D glasses. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of like coming into a 3D film where you're not going to get it unless you put the glasses on too. So the audience is kind of coming into this, you know, this really cool thing where they become part of the technology as mm-hmm. well.
Well, yeah, the 3D glasses are absolutely necessary for the audience to be wearing, because without it, some of these things that actually, when you're wearing the glasses, seem like they're floating in midair in the middle of the space, things like the dagger and Hecate and the cauldron and things like that. If you're not wearing the glasses, then, yeah, you are definitely losing a lot of the importance of this experience. I mean, because this, to me, I keep telling people that we are doing theater of the future. I mean, I feel like I didn't think I would live long enough to see a day where the sets don't have to be built out of lumber and paint. The sets are just created out of a computer program and created in a way that it looks bigger than any theater set could ever look. I mean, this field that we have up right now, when you have the glasses on, it looks like the horizon is about 3 miles away. You can't really ever create that in just a regular theater with flats and paint. So that is one of the great things about this.
It sort of reminds me, for those of us who are Star Trek fans, it reminds me of the idea of being on the holodeck.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
Yeah, I bet you do. I bet you do.
Yeah, in fact, usually like when I have to describe what I do to my job, I try to describe what the cave is like. Usually people's response is like, oh, it's like the holodeck. But yeah, there's nothing that you can touch. I mean, the cave generally works for things that are bigger than the room, so it's a natural fit for engineering. It works really well for theater too, because when we design the cave, most caves are usually smaller and cubic. But we actually got some suggestions from the theater department that if we made it twice as wide and had a big seating area behind it, that makes it a whole lot more stage-like. So theater, the whole theater in an engineering lab concept was there right from the very beginning. And this is actually our eighth production.
Very cool.
We try to do one every semester, but this semester we've been doing a whole lot more.
What do you think Shakespeare would have made of this?
Oh, well. Hard to say.
As a theater person, do you think he'd like it?
Well, I would like to think that when he put on the 3D glasses and looked at the set, that he would have a moment where he might say, wow, and maybe even backwards. I think Shakespeare, if there was technology like this available, I think Shakespeare would embrace the opportunity to try to find a way to use it and incorporate it.
And he would have made up some new words to describe it, because he was very good at that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. So is this something Umbrella Group wants to do again with a different play in another semester, or is Chris tired of creating floating heads and daggers?
Umbrella Group is always keeping its mind open as far as the next project goes. So we never know for sure what we're doing next. If we did do something in here with Chris, I know personally of a play that I saw in London summer before last, The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Night, which I think would be a perfect fit for this space. So
stay tuned. Exactly.
Possibly.
And Todd, for you, more adaptations, more things coming down the way for you?
With this space in mind? Perhaps, yeah. Another play that we considered was looking at Twelfth Night, but when we get to Act 5 and everybody's on stage, it's like, okay, it was all going well until I got to Act 5, and
exactly.
Then it's like, nope, yeah. So, always looking for some plays either to adapt to fit or plays that are existing, which might on their own find a very happy home within this land of digital scenery.
All right. Well, I can't thank all of you enough for taking some time out to show me this. Best of luck getting Burnham Wood marching towards Dunsinane, and I know you will. I'm sure it will happen, but break a leg.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Beau Johnson directs, Todd Denning and Libby Amato star, and Chris Larkey designed and runs the virtual reality elements of Umbrella Group Theater's Macbeth, which opens tonight and runs through April 21st at Marquette University's Marvel Lab Space in the School of Engineering on West Wisconsin Avenue. There is a link to more information and photos at WUWM.com.
He picks your brains, you stub it on his chest, it is tough, with one fast hand.